Was it too much too soon for Ted Williams, the former homeless man turned overnight sensation, viral superstar turned voiceover sensation now? He was on the Today Show earlier, Ralphie Radio Show, and that's what Meredith Vieira kind of suggested in a sense, and that's what Ted Williams almost admitted, that it was too much too soon, and that's why maybe now he's in his second stint in rehab in less than 4 months. Dr. Andrea G. Barthwell, CEO of the Two Dreams Outer Banks Treatment Program for Alcoholism and Drug Abuse. She's a board member with CLAD as well. That's the Center for Lawful Access and Abuse Deterrence. Dr. Barthwell joining me now on the Ralphie Radio Show. Dr. Barthwell, thank you so much for the time. And Ted Williams said on the Today Show that he's now in a sober halfway house. Given everything that's going on around him with this still newfound fame that he's received so quickly, is this a good fit for him?
Halfway houses are a part of a continuum of treatment. Some people need that to transition back from treatment to living independently. And what the halfway house allows is the flexibility to focus some on the outside world and some on your inside world.
Is it a good thing, though, that he's going to be able to focus on both as opposed to just focusing on the inside world and getting better?
I'm going to have to assume that the treatment professionals who are involved have made a decision that he meets the criteria for that level of care. And it is one where you don't have a lot of biomedical conditions, you don't have a lot of psychological problems that aren't stable, and you're not acutely at risk of withdrawing and needing medical care, or they believe the risk of one's using is low or can be managed with the kind of supervision and peer support that you get in the halfway house.
Dr. Barthwell, as I mentioned earlier, overnight success for Ted Williams. Would the halfway house have been a better second fit for him, given that overnight success and how much he had going on around him, because it would have allowed him to have the freedom to entertain all of these various offers while still, you know, again, trying to become and stay sober?
I'm not sure if he's ever really completed primary treatment, and sometimes what you get is someone who's in the driver's seat and they negotiate where they want to be, and it works because they want to be there. Mm-hmm. I mean, the advice that I'd give to anybody who has a loved one who has these kinds of problems is to try to get them in the best care possible for their situation and listen to the advice of the professional and not the person who's wanting it. But if you can only get someone to go so far, encourage them at least to do that. Because at the end of the day, there are a lot of people who get sober in 12-step meetings alone, those who don't need something more. And certainly, this seems to be agreeing with him for now. The other part of the message is, as long as it's agreeing with someone for now, you don't mess with it. But if it doesn't work, you look at stepping them up to a higher level of care, and don't treat it as a punishment, but just more therapeutic intervention.
Absolutely. Well, this is a story that I'm sure is far from an ending, and hopefully it does eventually have a happy ending. Sharing some insight and some knowledge, some 411, Dr. Andrea Barthwell. Dr. Barthwell, as always, thank you for the 411.
You're very welcome.